Competition in the autonomous car sector remains intense, with the big industry names still trying to improve and help their product truly stand out. Waymo has been a presence in the Valley for more than 5 years, with their vehicles most commonly seen around Chandler, Gilbert, and Tempe. And Waymo's latest step could impact the Valley, along with extending it into other communities. That step is known as Simulation City, and was shared exclusively with Andrew Hawkins. He covers transportation for The Verge, and he's with me to talk about it. Andrew, Simulation City has a unique name, certainly, but beyond that, what will it do?
Yeah, so basically what it is it's a sort of a vast virtual world created by Waymo, in which it tests its autonomous vehicles to sort of better prepare them for real-world deployments. So Waymo, like pretty much every autonomous vehicle company that's out there today, uses simulation to both validate and to test its vehicles and to sort of train them as well. And, you know, it's what's interesting about this particular program is that this is not the first time that Waymo has used simulation. Waymo has used simulation since the very early days, back when it was Google's self-driving car program. And they actually have a previous version that's called CarCraft, named after Warcraft, the famous video game program. This version is a little different, though. Simulation City is a little bit more computationally advanced, and it's sort of designed to help fill in some of the gaps that previous simulation program, CarCraft, was presenting to some of the company's engineers, which we can get into if you like. But yeah, I think it's just interesting how a company like Waymo, which is seen as having some of the most advanced autonomous vehicles on the road today, is sort of evolving in its use of simulation as it starts to think about more seriously how it's going to deploy these vehicles in a more commercial fashion.
Andrew, since you mentioned gaps, go into more detail on that. What are some of the gaps we're talking about here?
The gaps that they were that they talked about with me when I interviewed their engineers about this was that you know, that they want to better train the vehicles in sort of end-to-end commercial operations. So there's sort of two prongs that Waymo is approaching here. They got their robo taxis. That's their autonomous Chrysler Pacifica minivans that operate in the suburbs outside of Phoenix, Arizona. And then they've also got Waymo Via, which is their delivery service that they are still in an experimental sort of testing phase right now. But these are semi-tractor trailer trucks that are outfitted with Waymo's, obviously their hardware sensing equipment, and then their software that allows them to drive autonomously. So they wanted to better prepare the vehicles that they would be using for both of these services for these commercial operations. That meant needing to present simulated test runs that both have applications for the robo-taxis as well as the trucks. In addition to that, they wanted to be able to test new vehicle platforms. So Waymo has these trucks, they have these Chrysler Pacifica minivans, but they're also testing a new vehicle, which is the Jaguar I-Pace electric SUV. And that is a vehicle that they've already deployed in the Bay Area in California. So they wanted to be able to better test these new vehicle platforms and also these sort of end-to-end commercial operations. And the first simulation program that they have, they weren't really able to do that. With this new program, Simulation City, they have a better opportunity to sort of do both of those things.
I was wondering just how close the simulation can get Waymo to where it really wants to be with this development.
Yeah, so I think that's a really great question, because this is something that experts who I interviewed on this for this story mentioned to me, that there is sort of a risk that you take by relying too much on simulation when you are inputting data that is flawed. You're going to get results that are essentially useless. So if you put in data that's not computationally accurate or is not quantitatively accurate, I mean, you can't get to 100%, but it needs to be as close to 100% as you possibly can, you're going to get results that are basically flawed. And it's a concept in sort of computer science circles that they call garbage in, garbage out. So what Waymo wanted to do was really sort of up the ante in terms of what it's computationally able to do. And that includes both sort of getting things down to really sort of the microscopic detail in terms of like weather conditions. They're able to simulate something, you know, things as tiny as raindrops or as complex as late afternoon solar glare, which has been known actually to trip up the sensing equipment on autonomous vehicles when you get that sun that's very low in the sky and it's sort of glaring right into your cameras, your radar, your LiDAR laser sensors. That tends to obscure things for the car's software, and then they have difficulty reading things like traffic signals and stop signs and things like that. So Waymo was really interested in making sure that things were as accurate as they possibly could with this new simulation program.
And a moment ago, you mentioned the Phoenix area, and obviously Waymo has Chandler, Gilbert, Arizona, the suburbs here in the East Valley. How much could this new development with Simulation City affect what's going on in Arizona and other established areas? Or you alluded to this in the piece. I want to know how much of this is about getting ready for new cities and how much of it is sort of covering all bases.
Yeah, I think that's a great question because, you know, Waymo has been operating in the Phoenix area for the better part of 5 years now. And its service area has remained pretty constrained during that period of time. I think they're in about 100 square mile service area right now. They're fully driverless vehicles. The vehicles without safety drivers in the front seat behind the steering wheel operate in an even smaller service area, about roughly half the size of that 100 square mile one. And they've been very conservative about expanding the boundaries of that service area because they want to make sure that the vehicles are as safe as they possibly can. So the way that the company has portrayed this to me with this new simulation program that they're using, this is absolutely geared toward expanding the boundaries of that service area in Phoenix, but also bringing its robo-taxis, its autonomous trucks to more cities. The company has tested its vehicles in about two dozen cities in the United States. Most of those, the vast majority, are in California. But Waymo is obviously very much interested in launching its service and scaling up into new markets, and they think that the simulation program is going to be the way to do that. And that's sort of the one of the big impetuses behind this.
That is Andrew Hawkins. He covers transportation for The Verge. We've been talking about one of his pieces recently, Welcome to Simulation City, the virtual world where Waymo tests its autonomous vehicles. Andrew, thanks so much for the reporting. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.